Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, April 20th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first nine of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. So now let me give you my contact information, starting with my email address, which is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. And I do put a fair amount of material on both my Facebook and Twitter pages, so don't hesitate to go there. There's no charge, and hopefully you will pick up some pearls of wisdom. All right, so on to the synopsis of the show for today. I'm titling the show, actually, From the Surreal to the Bizarre, and that means basically what has happened in the country since the elections, but of course more importantly since Donald Trump became president. The sad thing, of course, is that things are spinning rapidly out of control. That's the impression one gets. So I'm going to talk about that for a little bit at the beginning. Then I will describe how, in my opinion, Donald Trump has been taken hostage by the machinery of the deep state. Really rather sad, but definitely needs to be addressed. Then I'm going to talk a little bit about why the economy is growing, but American paychecks are not. It's not discussed widely. Everybody knows it's true, but nobody seems to want to really drill down and attack the problem. Then I will talk about what I call what's wrong with the Syria story, which I think will have some interesting observations for you there. Then I'm going to talk about Malaysia. Now, I don't often talk about Malaysia where I live. I don't know why. There's nothing preventing me talking about it. But it's interesting to see the way in which Malaysia has evolved since independence in 1957, particularly as regards the Islamic religion, which has come to the fore. I still call Malaysia Islamic light. But nevertheless, it's interesting to see just how a society can tweak itself into a religious focus. So we will talk about that. Then I'm going to talk about the US lunch shaming of kids, what happens to kids who can't afford their lunches. It's rather sad, but a little comment on that. I talked about the auto industry last week. I have a little bit more to say about that, so we will continue on with in that vein. And then we're back to commercial real estate. My goodness, we haven't talked about that in a long, long time. But commercial real estate prices are falling rather rapidly, so I think that requires some attention. And then I'm going to talk about college alternatives for the digital age. Different kinds of ways in which you can become qualified, even if you don't happen to want to pony up for an expensive university and still hope to get a job. And finally, if we have time, I'll talk a little bit about James Comey's new book. Not something that I feel happy to have to discuss, but I think we should face it. The poor man is not at all the shining light that he was seen to be. It's been quite a shock for many people, but we do need to address that, I think. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, with that, I shall wish you a wonderful weekend, and I will be back, as always, on Monday. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.